people and places. With your hosts, Brad Banjor, Pete Shapolis, Matt D'Andrea, and Aaron Hagar. New media for a new type of motorsport enthusiast. Presented by Mothers, Polishes, Waxes, Cleaning, Replay XD Cameras, Kicker Audio.
All right, day three at the MPMC SEMA event. And guys, I don't know about you, but I got to tell you, this was damn cool event because it's unlike SEMA where you walk into a booth and you go to see a manufacturer and they're like, oh yeah, what do you want? And, you know, or you're talking
There's
to
There's a line of people and they're like, you're next.
Or, you know, Matt, you know how you're standing there and you're talking to this guy and he's actually looking over his shoulder going, I'm talking to Matt D'Andrea, and there's my largest customer right over there. Okay, snap to it, buddy. You know,
snap to it, buddy. We don't give a shit about your podcast. Yeah. Let's move on.
It's like, move on. Yeah. We'll talk.
Some guy with a fanny pack. Hey.
We sit down, and they give us some swag, and they tell us about their product. We tell them about what we're doing with Shift and Steer, and there's media running around. You know, and there's even some media guys we like here. You know, so it's
two of them.
Yeah,
there's a couple,
and there's a ton of manufacturers like our friend that's on the air today with us. And yeah, Bill, I'm going to have you pronounce your last name because I'm not going to dare butcher it up.
That's Tishner.
Tishner. I was going to say that.
Bill
that's
Tishner.
So easy,
really. It's not phonetically spelled.
Yeah, I'll do it two ways, even. You know.
Okay. Bill, well, Bill Tishner from Holly and director of marketing,
that's
correct?
Right.
And of course, I'm Brad Fanshaw, and with me is Matt D'Andrea. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
You doing great?
Yeah, it's great.
It's not like SEMA where you have to walk 7 miles to go to a booth, right?
No, but I've been climbing stairs all day because this event is in a hotel, and it's on four different floors, and it's up and down, up and down, up and down.
And what's the deal with my schedule is, okay, you have a meeting on the fifth floor. Oh, back down to the second floor, up to the fourth, down to the second. I mean, do they just look at how much you weigh when they put that schedule together?
They brought it in and out today. So.
I know.
They brought it in and out, Actually, that was tough because the line for In-N-Out was so long that by the time you got your food, you have 10 minutes before the next meeting.
Before your meeting is over.
Like I keep forgetting the stupid In-N-Out truck comes out here.
Talk in line. And we'll beat the big line.
Still mad is, you give him a free meal and he still complains about it.
So. American way.
Yeah. Well, and also, Aaron Hagar. How you doing, Aaron?
Good. Still bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
But woo! Aaron is the newbie here. I mean, we're all, you know, Aaron and I have never been to this event. Matt has. But Aaron is, like, new to the industry as far as the business side. He's been an enthusiast and been building rat rods, but...
What's a carburetor?
Know, yeah, we're sitting there in meetings, and I come walking in, and a guy goes, hey, Brad, I haven't seen you forever. Who are you? And, you know, it's like...
it says Aaron on his shirt.
Yeah,
come on.
I know.
I'm Aaron.
It's on my shirt.
That is Aaron.
So, Bill and I have been friends for a number of years. We've done CarCast stuff together. We've done projects and stuff together, so... what's crazy is I didn't actually have you guys on my schedule this year.
Yeah.
Neither did we.
And your room up there is full of more product than I've ever seen before. So I know there's definitely some cool stuff to talk about on the Holly side. And for once, I can't step on your toes and start rattling off all the goddamn parts because I don't know what's new for you guys. We didn't get a chance to really meet. So what's going over on on Holly?
You know, you mentioned carburetors, but. In the last few years, we came out with the new EFI system, and it's blowing the market away. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, I'm supposed to. I'm saying that because I've been at Holly for 20 years, seeing all of our iterations of fuel injection that we had. I had the opportunity to put it on my own personal car, and it was just too difficult to tune. I didn't even have access to our engineers that would have helped me tune it. Now, our fuel injection, and you're not going to believe me when I tell you this, but... it's self-tuning.
Oh, come
on. To goodness. You put in an air-fuel ratio, it seeks it out, and it can tune on the fly so fast. Change your cam, it doesn't care. It's going to learn that cam the very next time you drive it. Unbelievable.
Does it put lube on it when it changes out your cam?
Actually, a little guy pops out of the box.
Yeah.
Get it out of my way. Yeah.
I wish I had the first version of Holly EFI that I put on the Mustang years ago, and I got it to run, but...
A lot of work.
It was more work than I thought.
You would have to go pull your laptop computer up and go cell by cell, RPM by RPM.
Oh my gosh.
And it was this big chart and matrix, and then you drive it. Well, that still doesn't feel right. And it's think it needs a little fuel here, or this RPM. And it was kind of a nightmare, to be honest.
Sounds it was it, like it was now great for those guys that love to go out in their garage and go, I'm just going to work all weekend this.
Yeah. You know? But that was 100 guys in the whole world.
Yeah.
We need to sell thousands and thousands before I could feed my kids. So I had to keep going with something new, and the self-tuning is just unbelievable.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I'm putting it on my car finally.
Cool. So it's mainly for... you're either building an engine from scratch or you're doing a carb to EFI conversion. There's an EFI conversion kit, because when you're going from like low pressure carb fuel pumps to high pressure system, how do you guys deal with that?
You just need a new pump. So,
and then it's just
carburetor pump.
It's all in your kit.
Those are typically 5 to 7 PSI. That's gone now. You need a 45.
You know, and does Holley have one of those?
Yeah.
They got a lot of stuff.
We don't only have one. We have a lot.
Yeah.
What's the time frame for the learning curve? Is it 100 miles? Is it 20 miles?
It's right when you start driving it.
Literally.
It just gets better as you go. I tried to do a cool video to do some marketing, and I was like, okay, let's pull out a bunch of fuel out of the fuel table and make this engine on our dyno rock and you know, kind of relearn itself, and I thought I'd catch it on video. We make a dyno pull, and it'd be rough and shaking. We pulled out 50% of the fuel, went to make the pull, it rocked just a little, ever so slightly, and just went full on right back to normal.
Really?
Wow. It wouldn't even do one full pull? Before it learned?
Nope.
So you went back and you moved the camera around a little, and then you go,
No, actually, it was some cool marketing.
No, that's great,
It just makes love to your mind.
It was a great video to show the point, but it was an extremely short video.
Yeah, extremely short point.
Yeah, so
download it quick, because it's
point made. All right, stop, play it again, point made.
So we're really proud of that, and that's enough on that subject. But we're also big into the GMLS engine. It's the new small block Chevy of choice. You can't hardly even go to the junkyard anymore and find a small block Chevy and put it in a street rod or whatever you want. You're going to find an LS engine.
Right. Yeah. And why not? Because you can get so much horsepower.
They're so much more powerful, smooth, reliable. It's like putting a sewing machine in your car. They're so reliable and smooth, but you can get so much more power. And our CEO noticed this. We all did, but he really pushed it about 5-6 years ago, and now we've got intake manifolds, headers, our EFI bolts right on. We're making swap kits. We got oil pans that allow you to take that GMLS engine and put it into an old muscle car, street car,
and that is needed.
Like header swap kits and oil pan swap kits.
We got accessory drive brackets to get your accessories up out of the way, up to the top of the engine. You'll get a takeout, you know, truck engine or whatever, and it's got something hanging down low. It's going to hit your cross member if you try to put it in. So we're solving that problem. We started an event called the Holley LS Fest back in Bowling Green, Kentucky. This will be our 6th year. And everything and anything comes out with an LS engine. Geo trackers and Jeeps.
Camaros,
you know.
Standard.
But you guys also have, just to go a little old school with it, you have a manifold where you can take an LS engine and actually just put a carburetor back on it and just go to... now, do you still run... the coil packs, so you just run like electronic ignition and the coil packs, but with the carb.
The ignition or something like that to run the ignition separate, and then you can run the carburetor.
Yeah, if you just like tuning carbs, like that's your old thing. That's what you know.
We did that on.
Well, you know a drivetrain is popular when there's a whole event. And that LS Fest is so huge. Yeah. And there was never a small block Nationals or a big block Nationals.
I don't know there's ever an event around an engine.
Exactly.
No. Yeah.
And it's like the LS Fest has been growing every year, and you get guys going, are you going to LS Fest this year? Their eyes get all big, and you know, it's great.
It's a madness, you know. I've been to a lot of events over the years, and I didn't want it to be a sleepy armchair event where you're there and you're parked by your car and you kick back, you know.
I want it's not just a car show.
Little kids leaning against the car.
All those little kids, how do they get them to sit still so long?
I know. And they're all so sad.
No, it's easy. Lithium. Yeah.
So you guys put on a big party. You got all kinds of things going on. You got an engine challenge.
There's autocross going here. There's a drag race going there. Get off my track, autocross. We're going to drift now. And engine swap challenge going on.
What are the dates of the event this year?
This year will be September 11th through the 13th.
Okay. Oh, wow.
2015.
Where is it again?
In Bowling Green, Kentucky.
I just wanted you to say Bowling Green.
Yeah. Why? You don't like to say like a dick? You making fun of me for being
Kentucky? No, I like the way you said.
He asked you on the show, and then he makes fun of your accent. Yeah.
I just said I like the way you said. You guys automatically went negative with it.
Man. You are still not getting a Christmas card.
So, and it's early. It's going to be quite the capital of performance.
And holes in the ground, too.
Holes in the ground. Actually, the new Corvette track that's going in across the street just opened up. They got this neat little dip down and comes back out, and they named it the sinkhole.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Now you get airborne and flip over on your head on the
edge. Guys at GM, they'll capitalize on anything.
Yeah.
The attendance at the museum was up 60%.
I know.
Yeah.
You could look into the sinkhole. Yeah. They had like a rail. You can walk over and look in the sinkhole.
Ladies and gentlemen,
wow. I'm going to put a hole in my factory, and maybe people will come over and buy wheels and look in. Yeah.
There you go.
And if I really get lucky, they'll like throw money in like a pond, and then I can go down and get it.
There you
go.
Perfect. Yeah. You guys own a bunch of other brands, and I know that some of that we know about Hooker Headers and stuff, but quickly run through some of the brands that you guys have.
Geez. All right, let's start with Hooker Headers you mentioned.
Yeah. Yep.
Low-tech exhaust and headers. It's sort of a more of an entry-level, more economical type of a header that you could get from us. NOS Nitrous or NOS. Whatever.
Yep.
It's NOS until the Fast and Furious came out.
Fucking Vin Diesel ruined everything.
And no, he didn't ruin it. Sales doubled, and I don't care what you call it.
Yeah. There you go.
And it got like, a lot of young kids into cars and stuff, so that's all cool, whatever. And then we've got Wyand superchargers, intake manifolds.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Earl's Plumbing.
Yeah, you know, Earl's.
Earl's brought aviation plumbing to the hot rodders back in the 50s.
And a cool little logo, too.
Yeah,
that's
the
Earl's
did, man.
Yeah.
Japanese people freak out over that thing. They just like, you know how they like
yeah, they love the
anyway,
icons,
so,
you know.
Yeah, so they love Earl's for some reason. But so that's popular. Just purchased Diablo Sport.
Yeah,
yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
So yeah, and we have more stuff for late models. We can hook that up with some late model exhaust from our Hooker brand and cold air intake or something to show you some horsepower gains on a late model car or truck. So
I like that. Hookers and Diablo.
And I also noticed quickly when and running by through your room up there is you're starting to offer black coating on a lot of the intake manifolds
and
stuff.
Black's a new chrome.
That's a good look, it really is.
But now you don't have to do it yourself. I'm not out there with the rattle can trying to make my intake black.
No, this is an actual ceramic coating, so it won't flake off.
I was going to say, so the first time you're doing your fittings and the fuel comes out or something, it's like, now I got to take the manifold off and repaint it. No, now you don't.
Or you try to touch it up and it looks like crap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Every time you use the paint on that thing and as soon as you hit it with a hose or a pressure washer, all the paint comes off, you got to start all over again. Now it's good, right?
I have to tell you, I did that home style ceramic coating, you know, I ordered it through a company.
Yeah.
It's like, preheat your oven to 9,000 degrees. You know, it's like, let it cool for 24 hours, and then heat it up again, and let it cool, and heat it up again. It like took me 4 days to cook that stuff on.
And then,
I would have got it in the mail by then.
And then
right?
don't tell your wife.
Out of your oven,
yeah, and then don't tell your wife you're cooking a 4-barrel intake in the oven.
Honey, what is our turkey taste like?
With fumes from the ceramic coating coming off into the oven.
You know, Aaron's the same guy who got the rattle can spray tint, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
You noticed?
So you guys are
still
doing
got dual wiper blades on.
Yeah. Those are cool. You're putting them on your Mustang, right? Yeah.
Water wiper blades, man.
Hey, let me ask you a little bit about.
I don't have a windshield.
About you call it NOS, I call it NOS. So
NOS.
No, but where's that going right now? You know, is it still, you know. Where is that being used mostly?
Well,
I mean, drag racing.
Yeah, it's full on, you know, drag racing, you know, and that's kind of where we want it to be anyway. You know, we don't want street racing happening anyway. So, you know, we make our kits for racers. And actually, our new fuel injection is so controllable. Our ECUs come with programmable nitrous. You can take control of your nitrous curve with our EFI and run dry nitrous, so it's getting popular.
So you can control the port injection.
Wow. Yep.
I have an NOS setup that I worked at a speed shop, and I have the first year they came out, I was the first one in town with a NOS single bottle plate, you know, and I'll never forget, man.
I'm a cheater kid.
Yeah, everybody's like, oh man, that's I've heard all this stuff about it, and I'm like, oh, this stuff is cool shit, and I bolt it all up, put the plate on, And I remember the first time I used it, everybody was standing out there, and I boiled the tires, and it was so dramatic. The second time I did it, my timing chain kind of went.
You'll find out where your leak parts are, won't you?
Right. But it was really cool, and now it's gone so far, like you said, with the dry kits and with the, I had some.
Oh, we got little computers that you can like control your entire fuel curve, your nitrous curve, and based on RPM or boost, you can use it. Program it and let it spool up your turbo, and then it shuts off automatically.
It just looks cool when they purge the lines, just
don't mess with me. I'm purging.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you, that's the good side of micromanaging. It's fuel system micromanaging and all these little tweaks you can do to your systems these days is just amazing. And Brad, I got to tell you, it's kind of bugging me about your comment with my rattle can taillights. It was cold out, and I used a blow dryer.
Okay.
So, that's why they look the way they do. I kind of bumped it a few times.
We won't hold it against you. It's a rat rod.
Yeah, it's an X5 BMW rat rod.
So how was the SEMA MPMC conference for you guys?
This is, hands down one of the best things we do all year. We pretty much sit in our room and meetings come to us.
Yeah.
Well, 45 of them over 3 days, so you're kind of spent by the end of it, but... we take notes and we work on projects together, and it's awesome. Yeah.
But it's really valuable.
Free advertising.
it's valuable because you get to kind of bring these people in and talk to them and evaluate it right there. And it's not
We get feedback too.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think about this? And what are you seeing in the market?
And do you find it a little more valuable when you're face to face rather than email or over the phone because you're actually there with the person.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you can actually have a 30-minute conversation, instead of I gotta go. Somebody standing in my doorway here at work, and I gotta go because I gotta pack this up or I gotta whatever,
No, that's the email stuff actually takes a lot longer because I sit down and back and forth because you'll say something about your product and that comes up with five more questions.
Exactly.
In this 3 days, I cranked through, 43 meetings or 44 meetings, and every one of them I can accomplish more in that 25 minutes.
Or I go
minutes.
On a trip and like don't answer you for 2 more weeks.
Yeah, that's right. He's at LS Fest, he can't get to you. He's at SEMA Show, he can't get to you. He's got the next damn car show. He's got a race, he can't get to you. Yeah. You can't leave this building for 3 days.
Yeah.
This is also the first motorsports event I've ever been to where, it's wrapping up and there's not somebody stealing the banners off the rail.
Right. Although I did just give mine away in my room because I didn't want to pack it home. I had to give it away, though. And they weren't just...
There's nobody hanging over the rail going, hey, man, let's get out of here. Oh, roll it up. Let's go run.
Facebook, I kid you not, my Facebook is filled with requests. Hey, can you grab this? Hey, can you grab... While you're there, can you grab me one of
the... That's funny because...
This is new to me. I'm like, what?
But the guys that like...
probably have every one of them because nobody wants to pack them.
Yeah, exactly.
The guys that go back to, Michigan and stuff, at the end of the day, I always swing by the room and hey, do you want 500 flyers of this? I'm like, not really. It's like... Do you think anybody wants 500 flowers? Because this box is 12 and a half pounds, and I don't want to bring it on a plane.
Oh, I thought you meant the guys that are going back to Detroit and to Indy and all that are down there crying in the lobby going, it's sunny here, man. Now we got to go back there,
That's true. The weather does not suck out here right now.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, we'll give you that.
So what else, what do you guys got coming up this year that is just mooey bitching?
We brought a product to the PRI show and announced it, and... It received more attention than anything I've ever seen us release in 20 years. It's called the Hydromat. What this thing is a fuel mat. You put it in the bottom of your fuel cell or your pro-touring gas tank in your 69 Camaro, whatever. And it's a big mat that wicks the fuel. So picture, you got fuel injection, you're rock crawling and your fuel sloshing around, and you're road racing and the fuel goes in one corner of your tank. Well, this mat kind of has some arms. Fuel touches it, it wicks it, picks it up, holds it in an inner bladder. The fuel can get into the bladder but can't get out. And then it takes it to the pickup, and you're not starving your fuel. So,
That's cool.
It's something.
And that's called the fuel mat, Andrew?
It's called the Hydromat.
The Hydromat, Andrew.
So high speed, low speed.
What's he saying after the word?
His last name.
Oh, no, I get it. It's the fuel mat, DeAndre.
I get it. I'm a little slow, but I get it.
He's going to be looking for royalties.
Not really.
It's yeah. been a long 3 days. You know, that's cool, because I actually got that foam product and shoved it down in one of my rat rod tanks. It was just a cool old barrel, you know, and that stuff came apart. It said it was for fuel systems, and it came apart, and then I had to pull it out with long pliers. It took me like 4 days. I'm pulling chunks out to change a filter. Wow. So, yeah, I'm really interested in this match.
Yeah, and what is the installation on that? How's that work?
Roll it up and stick it in.
We're going to... what's called plastic weld. Then we're going to make plastic weld the corners of this mat, and then we'll pop a hole in it, you know, poke a hole. You'll have holes in the corners, and we'll provide you with little tabs or magnets, that you can put it into a steel tank, or glue a tab into a plastic tank, or you don't even need any of that if you don't want. You want to use the foam, and like a lot of race cells, you can get foam and stack it in there.
Sure.
It's used kind of as a fuel slosh.
That's what I tried. It was a mess.
But they actually make some that doesn't fall apart. But
good.
You could, like, we built a cell for the PRI show and foamed it in, so it's kind of holding the mat down on the bottom of the tank. And
that's pretty cool.
So this is mostly if you're making a custom tank or something, you can kind of put this thing in.
Or a bolted together fuel cell.
We're going to make, we got like 15 different shapes and sizes right now, so depending on what you got. It's new territory for the whole world, actually, and we're kind of still... working our way through it, but we found out you can chain them, daisy chain them together with hose, and if this one's dry and this one's touching fuel, it'll pick it up and bring it to the
front. Wow, that's awesome.
Mat. That's amazing. What will they think of next?
It's such a cool product.
Tanks and you need to put one in each.
That's cool.
It's a cool product and it's a cool idea, and it's one of these, I like that you guys are innovating with a new product like that that isn't necessarily something specific for a brand new car, because that's...
Yeah,
that stuff happens all the time. Here's a 2014 Camaro, 2015 Mustang. Yeah. You got to make the new parts for that. And now you guys are going back to still going. There's guys road racing old muscle cars and pro touring stuff and rock climbing and Jeeps falling sideways.
At the PRI show, Chad, our buddy over at Bangshift, did this little underground video, stuck it out on YouTube, and the next morning had within 2 days had 30,000 views of people on forums of every kind are discussing this thing, aviation and
every application,
off road racing and rally racing. Yeah, that's not my problem. Me too.
It sounds really cool.
That's the best way to test market the product, right? Is just put it out there and see if 30,000 people spread the word and go, that's fucking badass. Yeah. I need to put that in my whatever.
My engineering guys, the better the product you make, the less advertising I got to do.
We asked for a movie pitch and product.
So they come in, they're like, hey, I created this. It's meh. So good luck with marketing it. Yeah. They're like, if you could make it better, it's easier to market.
Yeah, it's great. So, Bill, we appreciate you taking time. I know it's been a long 3 days. You've been talking to everybody and, taking time at the very end to come down and talk to us.
I'm
it's been
marketing. Awesome.
and you know what? We're going to see you probably at LS Fest. We're going to see you around. And, Holly, what website do you want to send our listeners to?
Just go to holly.com. Okay. H-O-L-L-E-Y. Always put the E in there, and then that'll get you all our brand records.
Well, let me add a note to that. With your safe search on holly.com. With your safe search on.
I got you. I got you. You know a girl named Holly?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Matt, where can they find us online?
We're all
remember
over.
Hooker headers?
Exactly.
Yeah. President Secretary was trying to find the website.
With your safe search on, ladies and gentlemen.
President Secretary.
Yeah.
When at work.
Okay. You guys should be having T-shirts and all kinds of brands with, all kinds of licensing deals with the Hooker brand.
We should, but we're not apparel people. So if you guys know anybody that wants to run with it, it's funny because we'll get girls come up to our display trailer at events and they grab a little Hooker heart sticker that's so famous and put it on their jeans or take a picture by the logo. Being Hot Topic or something. I don't know.
So check out Shift and Steer. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, all that Shift Steer Media. And of course, this show on iTunes. Please tell a friend, give us a good rating. That's the best way for this show to grow, and we can continue to do fun shit like this.
Yeah, and don't forget, on iTunes, we're Shift and Steer.
Shift and Steer.
Yeah, and just search, and please subscribe, because that's what keeps us on the air. You guys got to subscribe. You've been doing a great job keeping us up in the ratings. Keep us up there, and thank you, SEMA. They took a chance on us here.
Yeah.
I mean, they really did. We talked to them, and they said, nobody's ever really broadcast from there. And we put a deal together. It was great. The manufacturers were all great, all the different companies that have been here. And you guys, thanks for coming down. I mean, Matt, Aaron, Bill, I mean, it's been awesome time here at the MPMC event, and we're going to have more. Our next event, we're headed out to the Grand National Roadster Show.
Yes.
And we're going to broadcast from there. We're going to talk to a lot of top builders, and that's where we see all our buddies out there and see the newest cars going for the AMBR Awards.
Awesome. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, you too. Get a sunburn from above, yep. And a sunburn from below. It's going to be a great time.
So it's all right here on Shift and Steer. Thanks for listening to another episode. I'm Brad Fanshaw.
I'm Matt DeAndrea.
And Aaron Hagar.
Woo!
Yeah. Coyote. And Bill Tish.
Hey,
say
hey
it.
Bill. Come on, man. Hey. Yeah. Guest of the day. Thanks, Bill.
He's pouting.